From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The NATO-Russia Council meets for the first time since 2014. The two sides failed to overcome their disagreements over key issues. Ambassadors from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting that the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good.
NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements. Today's meeting did not change that.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with leaders from France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The White House statement says they will also discuss additional steps NATO allies must take to address challenges on Europe's eastern and southern periphery. The United Nations Refugee Agency says as many as 500 people, most of them migrants, may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized in the Mediterranean Sea April 8th. Edward Uranian has a report.
Survivors told the UN Refugee Agency migrants were being transferred from a small boat to a larger vessel when the vessel capsized. Only a fraction of the migrants were able to swim back to the smaller boat. A merchant ship eventually rescued 41 survivors and dropped them off near the Cretan port of Kalamata. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama and the King of Saudi Arabia declined to comment after a two-hour meeting Wednesday at Urga Palace. The meeting came ahead of the Gulf Cooperation Council summit, which will come later. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court says Iran must pay nearly $2 billion in frozen assets to the American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. The 6-2 ruling Wednesday, the court upheld a 2012 law concerning the distribution of the funds. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are turning their attention to presidential primary elections taking place in five states next week. Both candidates were the big winners in Tuesday's New York primary. The next key date is April 26, with Republican and Democratic primaries in five northeastern states, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. One local and two state employees are facing criminal charges stemming from the water crisis that continues to plague the Midwestern U.S. city of Flint, Michigan. The three were charged Wednesday with evidence tampering and several other felonies and misdemeanors. Other charges may be filed. Almost 18 months ago, officials switched Flint's water source and residents began drinking and bathing with water tainted with toxic lead. Flint has been under a state of emergency for 4 months while residents use filters and bottled water. The United States believes the two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria is still in place. A State Department spokesman says the level of fighting remains below where it was before the truce went into effect at the end of February. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says the United States will provide nearly $40 million in new humanitarian assistance for nations in Africa's Lake Chad region. She says the money will help people whose lives have been affected by Boko Haram violence. International monitors say the failure of South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar to return Tuesday to Juba is putting the nation's peace accord at risk. It is the second delay this week. Machar was expected to arrive in the capital to form a transitional government with President Salva Kiir following 2.5 years of war. Gunmen on motorcycles ambushed and killed seven police officers Wednesday in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi. Those officers were guarding vaccinators during a polio immunization drive. Police officials told reporters the fatalities occurred in two separate attacks minutes apart and that no polio workers were hurt. In Ecuador, rescue teams continue to search for survivors in the rubble of Saturday's earthquake. Rescuers along the Pacific coast are using everything from heavy equipment and dogs to their bare hands to dig through collapsed buildings looking for survivors. A number of people have been pulled out of the rubble, but authorities say the number of cell phone calls and text messages from people buried under the wreckage is declining. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.